Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
9:30 in the a.m. on this hump day Wednesday. Joining us right now, Baltimore Banners own Jonas Schaefer, courtesy of the Window Nation Guest Hotline. What's going on, Jonas?
Morning, guys. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
Doing well. Jonas, I feel almost like the Ravens front office, led by Eric DaCosta, is playing chess a little bit with this Adafi Oweh trade. It addresses perhaps a need for the Ravens, but it also opens up a lot of room under that cap. I feel like, you know, what I mean by playing chess is that sets up for the next move for Eric DaCosta.
Yeah, you just got to find that next trade partner. It's not as easy as it sounds. I mean, it could be that Adafi Oweh ends up being the most high-profile pass rusher traded over this next month. It's just, you know, everyone wants a first-round quality pass rusher, but not everyone can get it because you got to kind of pay through the nose for those kind of things. So I'm curious to see what the next step is, if there is a next step. Obviously, trading Adafi hurts your pass rush. It opens up more opportunities for a guy like Mike Green, Tavius Robinson. But you're right. I mean, this is already one of the worst pass rushers in the NFL, and now you're taking away a guy who was on the field for all six of those sacks the Ravens had this year. So it's going to be interesting to see what they do to kind of shake things up even more, because if they don't, then you're just kind of even more limp in that pass rush than you were before.
It's kind of funny how they just – we have the Chargers have half our team over there, and now we're making deals with them because the brothers have
it feels like they're sitting down trading baseball cards. Yeah. I got an Oweh if you want an Oweh. Yeah. Can we have the Samoan missile?
Yeah, you already took our scouting director and running backs and whatever. Do you think this team is actually? I mean, it's the trade's the trade, but we've had the discussion earlier. Could one player, a premier player, I don't think they're going to get one, but if a premier player really change the fortunes of this team this year, would that make that big an impact or too many holes?
Man, that's a good question. I mean, you could say that they've already had the experience of seeing one player turn around their fortunes a couple of years ago when they traded for Roquan, but I think that was also, you know, that team running Mike McDonald's defense. That was young guys stepping up. I'm optimistic about the quality of talent on this team. I just think that there are so many areas that other previous Ravens teams have not been miscompromised by that it's tough for me to see just one guy being a difference maker. Like, maybe you can get a Dexter Lawrence, maybe you can get a Jeffrey Simmons, but I still think you have to pay such an ungodly premium for that Eric DaCosta would just kind of, you know, turn up his nose at the idea, especially if this team is not where it needs to be in standings for something like that to be possible. So, you know, again, this team is terrible defending the run, terrible rushing the passer. It's weak over the middle, all areas that we thought this team could be strong at, if not, you know, among the NFL's best at. It's possible that, you know, you just have enough improvements either through coaching or through guys coming back from injury, that you have this effect of everyone coming together at the right time to lift this defense over the top. And, you know, you get Lamar healthy and that offense looks like a top 5, top 10 unit again. But I'm just so pessimistic on where this defense stands that I don't think the guy that you're going to try to – I don't think the guy that you need to find at the deadline is going to become available for you.
Now, as I understand, one person's trash can be someone else's treasure. I heard D'Amico Ryan's comments about C.J. Gardner-Johnson when he was just like, yeah, that was my decision. I wanted him off the team. We're better with all – you know, he was basically saying that he didn't like what was either going on the field or in the locker room. Ravens pick him up. There's clearly – he has talent. What do you make of that move, and how soon do you think we see him?
Well, yeah, I feel a lot better, I guess, about the state of that room since they added Alohi Gilman, because it was I don't think what this defense needs is another guy kind of going rogue and doing his own thing. And, you know, I retweeted a video last night from the ESPN Texans reporter basically showing that this was a guy who, despite his considerable experience and Super Bowl pedigree, was basically doing his own thing on that Texans defense. And if you guys know anything about D'Amico Ryan, that he's a guy who, you know, demands things to be a certain way and is a tremendous defensive coach. So for someone like that to, you know, be kind of putting his foot in it in a very particular way was very, very interesting. And for the Ravens to be the team that decided that, hey, we're going to take our chances with him despite everything going bad on defense, and you know, he's joined a team whose coordinator might not be in that spot for very, very long. It's definitely interesting. Obviously, it's possible that he's not in Baltimore for very long because they have now three safeties who are ahead of him on that depth chart in Malachi Starks, Kyle Hamilton, and now Alohi Gilman. So I guess it's a little bit more worthwhile to see whether he could, you know, turn into anything. But it's just not a great look considering everything that he's been a part of in the problematic sense, and the fact that this is a defense that doesn't really need someone to rock the boat, even though, you know, he does bring a certain edge to this defense that they're lacking.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Jonas Schaefer joins us from the Baltimore Banner. Jonas, let's look on the other side of the ball. This offense led by Cooper Rush going up against a very good Rams defense. Without Ronnie Stanley, what chances do you give the Ravens against the Rams on the offensive side?
Yeah, it's not great. I mean, I do think Ronnie's will definitely be more of an option to play this week than he was last week. I think, you know, he looks better. That ankle did than it had the previous week. I sent him out to play that previous week. So I think I'm optimistic that he'll be able to be up for this game. But listen, I think this is probably as fierce a pass rush as the Texans have. They just have so many guys who can knock you over, collapse that pocket. It's why I think the question of whether Cooper Rush will play or Tyler Huntley will play is interesting, because Tyler Huntley does not do well when he's facing pressure, and Cooper Rush will at least throw it out there and, you know, give guys a chance. Obviously, that led to a couple interceptions on Sunday against Houston, but I do think he's probably a little bit of a better option, even though he just hasn't really had that great of a time in Baltimore. But, you know, if you can take care of his pass rush somehow, I do think there are, you know, plays to be made downfield. Emmanuel Forbes is probably one of the worst starting quarterbacks in the NFL. So if you can get D-Hop or Bateman or Zay Flowers matched against them, I do think that there are opportunities. But this is just a very well-coached unit, just like the offense. And that pass rush with the guys that they have inside, as well as the edge rushers between Young and Jared Burst, it's a very, very scary group.
Would you believe if someone told you before the season that the AFC North right now would have one team above 500 and none in positive point differential? They're all in negative.
Yeah, that was jarring to me when I looked at that after Sunday's games. Like, point differential can be a pretty good barometer of where your team is relative to the rest of the NFL. And I was like, bringing up the fans, like, oh my God, the Ravens are second in point differential. How is that possible? But then, you realize, oh yeah, the Ravens blew up the Browns. The Bengals can do nothing against nobody.
Right.
And the Steelers are just kind of average teams who probably are pretty fortunate to have the winning record that they do. So, again, it's frustrating that so much of our discussion about this team's prospects are tied to the fact that all they have to do is catch the Browns, and so much of, what this team might do is tied to did the Steelers win on Sunday? Did the Ravens win on Sunday? How close are they to the ceiling of this division? But that's what it is. It's just going to be a situation where you kind of compare this team to the 2020 Washington football team, Commanders, whatever you want to call them at that point, because that team won the division, got the playoffs with a 7-9 record. I don't think 7-9 does it for the AFC North this year. It's possible that the team that wins this division isn't any better than 500.
So, Jonas, what happened Sunday? Everybody feels like they think they know what's going to happen Sunday. I mean, when you watch C.J. Stroud come in and do what he did, I mean, what's Matt Stafford going to do with Puka and Devontae Adams?
Yeah, I don't feel great about it. I do not feel great about it. I think it's tough for me to see the Ravens keeping this within single digits, which is pretty crazy because I don't remember the last time I picked them to lose even two straight games in a row. I just think that this pass rush is going to be too much for them. Maybe, this is a magical superhero Kyle Hamilton performance where, but often as Puka Nacua lines up in the slot, you have Kyle rediscovering his kind of all-pro form and just blanketing a guy who's that physical and that smart, and maybe he finally meets his match with Kyle Hamilton. But then you still have to contend with this downhill running game and Devontae Adams and Matt Stafford making plays out of structure. So I think I probably see something like a 30-17 loss for the Ravens.
There you go. Hey, Jonas, thanks a lot, man. How can folks follow you on social media?
Yeah, man. Jonas_Schaefer on X/Twitter, and then just thebanner.com. Some good stuff coming this week.
Thanks a lot, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you.
Thanks, man.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.